SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
आप सुन रहे हैं SBS हिंदी। अपने रेडियो पर हर शाम सुनिए हमारा कार्यक्रम। आप हमारा कार्यक्रम हमारी वेबसाइट पर और SBS मोबाइल ऐप द्वारा सुन सकते हैं। sbs.com.au/hindi पर जाएं।
हर साल 25 अप्रैल को मनाया जाने वाला एनजैक दिवस प्रथम विश्व युद्ध के दौरान 1915 में ऑस्ट्रेलियाई और न्यूजीलैंड आर्मी कोर द्वारा की गई पहली बड़ी सैन्य कार्रवाई की वर्षगांठ का प्रतीक है। गैलीपली के इस युद्ध में भारतीय सैनिकों की टोली, जिसे फोर्स जी के नाम से जाना जाता था, ने ऑस्ट्रेलियाई सैनिकों के साथ कंधे से कंधा मिलाकर लड़ाई लड़ी थी। इतिहासकार बताते हैं लगभग 16,000 भारतीय सैनिकों ने ये लड़ाई लड़ी और लगभग 1600 भारतीय मूल के सैनिकों ने अपनी जान गंवाई थी। उस संघर्ष में ऑस्ट्रेलिया के लगभग 8,700 और न्यूजीलैंड के लगभग 2,779 सैनिक मारे गए थे, लेकिन भारतीय सैनिकों के योगदान की बात ऑस्ट्रेलिया में कितने लोग जानते हैं और क्या भारतीय सैनिकों के योगदान को कम महत्व दिया गया है? आइए इस अंश में समझते हैं ऑस्ट्रेलियाई इतिहासकार प्रोफेसर पीटर स्टैनले से।
Welcome to SBS Hindi program, Professor Stanley.
Thank you, Natasha.
Professor Stanley, first give us a sense and a brief overview of the role of Indian troops played in Gallipoli War.
Indian troops were a major part of the war efforts of the British Empire in the Great War. There were Indian troops in Europe and in Africa and in Egypt, and about 16,000 Indian troops were sent from Egypt and India to serve in the Gallipoli campaign of 1915. So they were not the most numerous element of the British Empire force, but they were an important part.
Right. How well is their role understood today, both within the Indian community in Australia and the broader public?
Well, I think better than it was. The first book written about Indians in the Gallipoli campaign didn't appear until 2015, and that was a book I wrote called Die in Battle, Do Not Despair. So until then, Indian troops in the Gallipoli campaign had been very much a footnote. There are literally hundreds of books about Australians and New Zealanders and Gallipoli. That's one reason why we have Anzac Day on Friday. But Indians were not very... The role of Indian troops in the Gallipoli campaign was not well understood. And they were basically consigned to obscurity. It's now much better understood, and especially by the growing Indian-Australian community, because that's one way in which Indian-Australians can connect with the idea of Anzac.
Right. Professor Stanley, why it is important for us to acknowledge and remember the role of Indian soldiers played alongside the Anzacs at Gallipoli?
Yeah, one of the problems with the way Australians remember Anzac and Gallipoli is that they seem to think that they were the only ones there. They might acknowledge the New Zealanders, but Australians as a whole tend to only focus on the Australian part in Gallipoli. Now, there were many more than just Australians there. There were more British than any other British Empire troops. But it's important, I think, for Australians to understand their role in the world, to see it in a broader picture, a broader context. And it's especially important, I think, for now that Indian Australians are such an important part and growing part of our migrant population, I think many Indian Australians feel a connection to their new nation by knowing that there were Indians fighting alongside Australians 110 years ago. So they feel a part of a greater connection with Australia.
What does their sacrifice mean in the context of shared history and multicultural identity?
Well, of course, they all died. I mean, Australians died alongside Indian troops, who died alongside British troops, who were killed and in turn killed Ottoman troops, Turkish troops. So I think it's important for our shared humanity to recognise that all of those nations were involved. And indeed, India wasn't a nation at the time. It was a possession of the British Empire. But all of those countries were involved in the Great War, and that they suffered, not equally perhaps, but they all were affected by. And indeed, the Great War of 1914-18 was of crucial importance to the development of the Indian National Freedom Movement. So the Great War is a part not just of Australia's history, but it's also a part of India's history, and therefore something which Indian Australians can feel that it's a part of their history too.
Right. Every year, Professor Stanley, we see a contingent of Indian origin men marching in the Anzac Day parades. What does that presence represent? And is it a form of a tribute, cultural connection, or a reminder of a diverse stories that make up Australia's military history?
Natasha, I think it's all three of those things.
Okay.
It's for some of them, some of those people marching, it's a reflection of their personal, their family history, because many have connections to the Indian Army, possibly even to Gallipoli, although not very many. Most Indian troops on Gallipoli were actually Gurkhas from Nepal. But there were men from the Punjab, both the Pakistan side and the Indian side. So many of them feel a direct connection. Others of them, I think, are asserting the fact that Indians also have an Anzac history, and therefore they have a shared investment in the, you know, the second National Day of Australia. So there's a whole range of meanings and intentions behind people's participation in Anzac Day. And of course, that's the same for Australians too.
My last question, how many books so far have been written on the role of Indian soldiers in Gallipoli War?
Well, sadly, only one, as far as I know, mine. There is another book coming out in India. I thought it came out last year, but I haven't heard anything else, written by an ex-colonel in the Indian Army. So there is a greater interest in it. But I mean, one of the problems with researching Indians on Gallipoli is the very paucity of sources. It's very hard to get evidence.
Right.
Most Indian soldiers at the time were illiterate. So you don't get, for Indians, the massive amounts of diaries and letters that you have for Australians and New Zealanders. The records are also fragmentary. So some of the records are in New Delhi. Some of them are in Pakistan. Most of them are in Britain. So for anyone to research that subject, the project involves, well, in my case, I visited four countries, maybe five. I went to India, Nepal, New Zealand, Australia, and Britain, five. So it's very hard to write about a subject for which the records are so scattered and scarce.
What can the two governments do, or say the Indian community living in Australia can do to make this more prominent or well understood?
Yeah, another problem for this is that the Indians who served on Gallipoli were basically, as I say, partly mostly from Nepal, but the Indians were from the Punjab, which means that people from most of India have no direct connection to that experience. And remember, India, of course, wasn't even an independent nation at the time. So in some ways, it's quite hard. But I think if we take, if you like, a pan-Indian, an all-India approach to this, Indian Australians can talk about, read about, or even write about this historical experience, if you like, setting aside the fact that they were essentially Punjabis who were fighting this. So even if you come from Chennai or Mumbai or Kolkata, you can feel a connection to this story by virtue of the fact that those men were part of an army which eventually became the Army of India. And in that sense, they may feel a connection to it. Although, I mean, to be honest, I don't think you need to feel a direct ethnic connection. I feel a connection to those men, those Indians who served on Gallipoli, because I know their stories, I've researched them, and I've written about them, but I have no direct connection to the Indian Army myself. So I don't think it really matters that we are not directly connected to them. We can share the human fact of their service. And of course, in so many cases, because 1,600 Indians died on Gallipoli, in so many cases, their sacrifice.
Thank you so much, Professor Stanley, to give us this information and shed light on the role of Indian troops.
You're very welcome, Natasha. Thanks.
Thank you.
SBS Radio से डाउनलोड करने के लिए आपका धन्यवाद। हमारा पूरा कार्यक्रम आप कैसे सुने? इसके लिए sbs.com.au/hindi पर जाएं।